32. Okay, folks, Hans said as the reversion warning began sounding. Hang on. If Wedge is still here, it's probably because the Vong have interdictors to keep him from leaving, which means we'll probably get pulled out early, again. I hope he isn't here, C-3PO said. I so dislike unplanned reversions. They cause an unpleasant resonance in my circuits. That's great, Hans said. All I need now is a hypochondriac droid.
Sir, it is quite impossible for a droid to be a hypochondriac.
If you say so, Goldenrod. Okay, here goes.
Han pulled back on the levers and the Falcon decanted as effortlessly as she ever had, in fact, more smoothly than usual.
Well, what do you know? He said. We came out normally. Guess that means
that we're too far from the interdictor, Leia finished, just barely. Leia was right. His instruments showed the gravitic profile of not one Dovin Basel interdictor, but two. The Falcon had flashed into existence marginally outside the field of effect of the nearest. If he'd been set to revert just a little farther in, he would have made good on his prediction.
Oh, dear, C-3PO said. It looks as if General Antilles is here, and not doing very well.
Yeah, Han agreed. You can say that again. He looked sharply at the droid. But don't.
The system was swarming with Yuuzhan Vong ships. The nearest was one of the interdictors, hanging in space like a sword with two blades and no grip. Beyond it was a stationary mass of skips and a few cruisers, apparently guarding the interdictor against attack. Farther in system was the main battle, where 10 Yuuzhan Vong capital ships, two of which were behemoths, were engaged with what was left of Wedge's battle group. Which wasn't much. Han counted 4 Alliance ships of frigate size or larger. They were clustered together, trying to avoid being encircled, but, as C-3PO had pointed out, it didn't seem to be going so well. Beyond all of that was another interdictor. It, like the one near the Falcon, was keeping its distance, moving only to keep the Alliance ships from going to hyperspace.
Ouch, Han said. He needs reinforcements, and he needs them now.
It's a disaster, Leia murmured. Then she straightened and got that Jedi look in her eye.
What?
It's Jaina.
He waited for her to continue, his heart frozen in his chest. She's alive, Leia said, and I don't think she's injured, but something's wrong.
If she's down there, I guess so, Han said, swallowing.
There must be something we can do, C-3PO wailed.
There is, Leia told him.
Yeah, Han said, looking at the interdictor. There is.
Whatever. Sir, you're not going to attack the interdictor. We barely survived the last time.
They haven't noticed we're here yet, Han said. They don't even have any ships on this side. We've got a good, clean shot at them. With a little surprise on our side, a little know-how, sure, why not?
But our weapons aren't sufficient to incapacitate a ship of that size, the droid pointed out.
Leia leaned over and kissed Han on the cheek. That's never stopped him before. Han felt the lump in his throat swell, but he forced a smile.
This is just more of the usual, 3PO. Don't worry yourself.
He opened a channel to the TIEs.
Captain Devis, can I trust you to advise Grand Admiral Pelion of this situation immediately? I thought you were going to do that, sir,
Devis replied.
Pelion might not arrive in time. He might even decide not to come at all, given the situation. Heck, he might have troubles of his own. We're going to stay and take out that interdictor.
That could be quite a task, Devis said.
All in a day's work, Han replied. Just hurry up and bring us the little relief, will you?
I'll send a wingmate, Devis said, but I'm staying to help.
Han
looked back at the battle, remembering that Jaina was down there somewhere.
I would appreciate the help, Captain Devis. Thank you.
He laced his fingers together and cracked them.
All right, he said. Let's get this show on the road.
He turned to Leia.
Sweetheart, could you get to one of the turbo lasers? Our Nogri friends are picking it up pretty fast, but in this situation, I'd rather have you...
He stopped, almost unable to continue, and most of the swagger went out of his voice.
I'd rather have you here next to me, he finished. But I need you in the upper turret.
She gave his hand a squeeze. I know. I'll put Meewal in the other. She stood to go, but before she could leave the cockpit, he pulled her down for a kiss.
Be careful up there, huh?
He said. I always am. He watched her go, wishing suddenly that they could just leave, go find Pelion, go watch a sunset. But Jaina was here, and despite the fact that the odds were...
Oh, great, he murmured. I'm turning into 3PO. What was that, sir?
C-3PO asked.
I said I'm glad you're up here, 3PO.
Why,
thank you, sir. I'm really quite touched.
Right, Han said. He opened the channel again.
Okay, Ties, we're going in. Just hang back until they start throwing skips at us.
The interdictor was two spicular cones with their bases touching, and it was nearly the size of a Star Destroyer. Usually they were covered with skips, but this time the skips were elsewhere, either in battle or between the interdictor and the battle, guarding against a push in its direction. Han dived the Falcon toward the thickest part of the vessel, knowing he would get only one good run before they were aware of his presence and set about 1,000 skips on him. The Ties dropped into formation on his port and starboard.
Watch the gravity well, fellows, he warned them. We want to mess up their paint job, but not by splatting all over them.
I hear you, Devis replied, correcting.
Han tilted the ship to put the seam where the two cones met in the money lane and started in with the quad lasers. An instant later, the turret guns joined him. Voids appeared in spidery clusters, sucking the blasts into nothingness. Han launched a concussion missile to either side of the fire lane and had the satisfaction of seeing both plow into the craggy Yorick coral surface, rupturing it and sending shockwaves crawling out toward the thin ends of the ship. Then he was curving around the interdictor, his course bent by gravity. But instead of using the force to sling him away, he settled into a tight orbit, firing constantly, trying to dig a trench into the thing deep enough to do real damage. The interdictor's plasma cannons began to fire, but one reason Han had picked the center line as his target was that the ship angled away from it in every direction, making it tough to fire at him at all and impossible to put him in a crossfire. Nevertheless, a near miss roared by the cockpit, an 8-meter-wide explosion of superheated matter that grazed his shields and sent an ion jolt through the ship's protective circuitry. Meanwhile, less than 1 in 10 of his laser shots were getting through, and he had only a few concussion missiles left. His trench wasn't getting deep very fast.
Skips coming in, Devis reported. 6 in the first wave.
Can you keep them off us for another pass or so? Han asked.
Copy that, Captain Solo.
Han fired another pair of concussion missiles. One got through, the other exploded when it was about to be sucked in by a void. That happened near enough to the Falcon that the shockwave bounced him from his orbit and sent him away from the center line. Suddenly, he was no longer outside the interdictor's line of direct fire, but squarely in it. He stood the Falcon on her thin side relative to the interdictor to minimize his target surface, weaving through withering fire, dropping lower to keep the blasts from converging on him. When he was practically skating on the ship's surface, he turned abruptly up and out.
Wow,
he heard Devis say. Han's jaw nearly dropped. The two Ties had stayed with him the whole way. Behind them were only 3 skips of the original 6. Han didn't have to wonder what had happened to the other 3. Not with pilots like that. Even as he watched, the Ties broke and came around, putting the skips between them and the big guns of the cruiser, and proceeded to take them apart.
That's some pretty fancy flying, Han commented. Good thing there weren't more like you when we were fighting the Empire. Thank you, sir, Devis said. But we've got more company, a lot more.
Han glanced at the monitor.
We can make one more pass, he said. After that, it's going to be way too hot here.
In fact, he knew this pass was going to be more than a little warm itself. Probably fatally so.
Wow,
Prawn said, gazing out through the Golan II's viewport.
Look at that. And you wanted us to help them.
What? Jaina said.
Come here,
Prawn said. She got up and made her slow way to the viewport. They had traded out the webbing they had bound her with for stun cuffs on her hands and feet and a slave collar around her neck. Moreover, the Toydarian was still sticking close to her. Prawn didn't seem too worried that she would try anything. She reached the viewport and to her dismay saw what Prawn was talking about.
The rest of the Vong fleet came back, she said dully.
Yep. In a few hours, your fleet's going to be scrap metal. And even if we were inclined to lend a hand, I don't think we could do much good against that many.
Don't try to justify your cowardice to me, Jaina said. They're all going to die, and you're just going to watch.
Watch? Prawn said. No, I'm going to run. The hyperdrive is ready to go, thanks to your spare parts. Why do you think I dropped the cloak? But it looks like they've forgotten us out here, so we're going to finish running computer simulations. Our cobbled-together drive is a little quirky, and we don't want to end up in a star.
Please, Jaina said. If you'll just listen to me.
Solo, I said no. Hey, look at it this way. You're going to live to tell the uppity-ups what happened here, which no one else is likely to be able to do. You're going to live, Colonel, and it's not even your fault.
What's that supposed to mean? Jaina asked.
It means, Prawn said, leaning over her. I've done a little fighting myself, in my time, and I know your type. Getting dead is your goal in life, and you'll keep throwing yourself into the fray until it happens. In the meantime, you live in constant disappointment.
You don't know me, Jaina said. Don't pretend you do.
Whatever, kid. I'm not going to make an argument out of it. It's not worth it.
Take this station into battle now, Jaina said, as dramatically as possible. Prawn blinked at her. She felt the Toydarian tense.
Wow, Prawn said. Nice try.
Jaina let her face sag in defeat, but inwardly, she conjured a wicked little smile. She'd only lightly nudged Prawn with the Force just enough to let him know she was there. Because in the middle of their little discussion, she had found a plan. She wasn't sure it would work, but it had a better chance of succeeding now than it had a moment ago.
Posh, Wage said. Get me General Kraken.
He'd just seen Memory of Ithor take a series of hard hits, and sensors said its score was going critical.
Here, Wedge,
the general's tired voice said a moment later.
Sorry we're not going to be much help to you from here on out.
Just get out of there, Wedge said.
We're evacuating now,
Posh said.
We'll have to take our chances and escape pods. We've got none here. I tried to aim her at one of the interdictors, but she's not going to make it, I'm afraid.
Just take care of yourself, Posh. This isn't over yet.
Good luck, Wedge. Cracking out.
A few moments later, the memory flashed out of existence. Wedge hoped Posh made it out, but he didn't have time to dwell on it. The Mothma was limping itself, and it wouldn't be long before he was sharing his old friend's fate. Unless something changed, and quickly, they were all going down. Millennium Falcon and her escort had picked up 20 skips by the time they came into firing range again. The TIEs were staying behind them, drawing fire in an effort to keep them from hitting the Falcon, but plenty of shots were getting through, making it an awfully rough ride.
Captain Solo, C-3PO moaned from the co-pilot's seat, I'm afraid our rear deflector is beginning to fail.
See if you can reroute the power, Han said, wishing Leia were in that seat, despite what he'd said earlier.
Can't keep them off, D.Va said. I've lost my shields.
Thanks for the help, Han told him. I can handle it from here. You just get clear.
He fired off the last of his concussion missiles, blowing another gouge in the interdictor, and focused his quad lasers on the hole. Yorick coral churned and evaporated. He dropped even lower, hoping a void didn't get him, and continued to strafe. An enormous explosion rocked the ship.
What was that?
He asked of everyone, and no one in particular.
My wingmate,
Devis replied. His voice had a rattling quality to it.
He took a direct hit.
You're still back there? Han snapped. Get out! Make sure Pelion is coming.
A little late for that, I'm afraid, Devis said. But maybe I can still be of service. It was a great honor flying with you, Captain Solo. Tell Admiral Pelion I did what I thought was best.
Devis, what are you—
But then the TIE came screaming by on his starboard. It was spinning as if it had lost a stabilizer, but somehow the kid had still managed to aim it. It smacked into the interdictor like a meteor, blasting off a chunk of Yorick coral almost the size of the Falcon and leaving an incandescent hole. Atmosphere blew out into the void along with a few figures that could only be Yuuzhan Vong. Han pulled up, pulling a few skips through the explosion as he did so.
3PO, he demanded.
I'm sorry, sir, the droid said. The interdictor is still functioning. Which means it was all for nothing, kid, Han thought. He realized he didn't even know what Divas had looked like.
Han, what's happening?
Leia's voice drifted up.
Nothing, he said. We've lost the ties, and the interdictor is still online. If we make another pass, they'll bring us down for sure.
If we don't...
Yeah, I know, Han said. Even if Pelion comes, it'll be too little too late. So we make another pass, right?
Right.
Right.
He spun the ship in a vicious roll that brought the interdictor back into view.
I love you, sweetheart, he said.
I love you too, you old pirate.
Okay, Prawn said. Looks like we're ready, guys. I'm laying in the final calculations.
This is it, Jaina thought. She reached out through the Force, subtly, not taking control, but instead substituting her own coordinates for the ones Prawn thought he was entering. She didn't have much skill controlling minds through the Force, and like Jason, she didn't think much of the practice. But this time, there was no choice.
112, not ought ought 2, she thought at Prawn. 091, not 119. Everything else is right. It's perfect. The best jump ever calculated. And then you'll be home, rich, safe from the Vong forever.
She couldn't change the jump much, or he would notice. But she didn't need to. Hey, the Toydarian said. He must have noticed her look of concentration. What are you doing? Stop it, or I shoot your hand off.
I'm not doing anything, Jaina said, desperately trying to keep up her monologue through the Force. What could I be doing?
Doesn't matter anyway, Prawn said. Here we go.
He pulled back on the jump lever, and they went.
What in the...
Han yanked back on the stick, pulling the Falcon out of her dive and just whispering by the huge object that had appeared in his path.
Just when you think things can't get worse...
Sir, sir, C-3PO shouted. It's a Golon II battle station. Where in the galaxy could that have come from?
A Golon...
We're saved!
What... What happened? Prawn shrieked.
You tried to jump through an interdictor, Jaina replied. It didn't work.
I did not. I set the jump in exactly the opposite direction.
Yes, well, obviously you didn't.
Prawn leapt up, pulling his blaster.
You did this. Somehow you got in my head.
Listen to me, Prawn, Jaina snapped.
You're interdicted. They have a solid read on you by now, so if you put the cloak up, you'll not only be a sitting target, you'll be a blind sitting target. You've got just one choice now. Take out that interdictor or die. What's it going to be?
Prawn kept the blaster on her, his face contorted with fury.
She's right, Early, Gonal said. We have to fight our way out now.
Prawn's finger twitched on the blaster contact, then he slammed it back into his holster.
To the guns, then. But so help me, Jedi, you're going to pay for this.
Han cut hard in next to the station as the shields went on. The next instant, heavy laser fire began pounding the interdictor. Now his only worry was the dozen or so skips still on his tail, his own failing shields, and 20 other things that were going wrong in his ship.
Hang on, everybody, he said. This is going to be tight.
Han, Leia called up.
Little busy right now, honey,
he said. Jane is in that station.
Really? There ought to be a good story behind this one, but hey, that's our girl.
I don't think... Han, she's still in trouble.
Oh, yeah?
He yawed and straightened, leading a skip through cannon fire.
Well, we'll see about that.
Sir, Sel shouted, the Golon II just appeared right next to the interdictor. It's really giving it a pounding.
Wedge looked at the display, not believing what he was seeing.
How did they move it?
He wondered. It didn't matter.
Change heading. When that field goes down, I want to be out of range of the other one. We'll take up the rear.
Ponderously and under heavy fire, what remained of his tattered fleet turned to obey. All except Mon Mothma. The ships between them and the interdictor had realigned to deal with the battle station. His battle group had a clear run at it, but someone had to prevent that other interdictor from keeping pace with them. And since this was his fiasco, it looked like he was elected.